Thursday will mark the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion of Normandy, a seminal moment in Canadian history that became known as D-Day. A ceremony will mark the occasion at the cenotaph outside Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital on Thursday at 1 p.m. "It's important to remember and mark D-Day," said Rick Purcell, the president of Branch 34 of the Royal Canadian Legion in Orillia. 80 years ago, the Allies invaded Normandy with more than 14,000 Canadians among the troops that stormed Juno Beach in what many considered the turning point of the Second World War. Canada was a major force in what was the largest seaborne invasion in history. Historians say the event helped Canada forge its national identity. Retired Orillia Dr. Dick Johnston is organizing the event Thursday in memory of his father, who served as a doctor during the war. "Mayor Don McIsaac will be speaking at the event," said Purcell, who will also provide remarks on behalf of the local Legion. In addition, two wreaths will be laid at the cenotaph, the last post will be played, and there will be an opportunity for silent reflection in memory of the lives lost during that much-heralded battle in 1944. All are welcome. If there is inclement weather, the ceremony will be moved indoors to the Legion at 215 Mississauga Street E. While this is happening in Orillia, a group of history students from Orillia Secondary School will be standing on the beach in France to mark the 80th anniversary of the battle. The students left Friday for a trip that has taken them to London and various historical sites before arriving in France for the commemorative service. The students will visit Juno Beach, the Canadian Cemetery in Dieppe, Beni-sur-Mer Canadian War Cemetery, and other sites.